Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell here for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dell and I are in the studio while Lance is on location all week long getting ready for the NFL draft. So if you have anything to talk draft-wise, this is the preeminent draft expert. The only one in the city of Houston. And so you got him right here all week long, getting up, grinding from his palatial estate in Los Angeles. And he is with us now. How's L.A.?
It's fine. It's fine.
It's early.
Cooler. Cooler, which is what I like.
Oh, it's cool
it's
here.
In the 60s.
No. It was
cool. Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, when I left, yeah, that's right. It came through. So we'll be in the 60s all week here. And it's fine. I always like coming to L.A. Don't like doing radio in the morning when I'm in L.A.
What's the dew point there?
Dew point's low.
It is?
Which is great. Yeah, it always is.
Yeah.
Dew point, for those who don't know, I'm glad you asked. For those who don't know, it's really the true measure of humidity. So when you have a lower dew point, you typically don't want to be over 70. That's when it's considered, I don't remember what the word that the meteorologists use, something like unbearable.
Unbearable is the word you're using.
That wasn't the word they used, but it was something like that,
like
stifling
that, yeah.
or murderous. So we've got a good dew point here. I can tell you, I will tell you some stuff a little bit later about my trip. I want to focus on Astros to start off with, but had a former, I won't call him a movie star, but somebody who did movies and has a famous sibling was on my flight. I sat next to an LPGA star. I didn't know she was a star, but she's one.
Did you get her name? Because you said that.
I did.
You did.
I did. Well, and I'll save it. I'll save it. I got her name, and
it wasn't Nellie Korda because she was busy yesterday here in the woods.
Yeah, this girl did not make the cut. She was leaving Houston, flying to L.A. for the next trip, and the reason she was on my flight was because she did not make the cut.
She didn't make the cut, right.
She didn't make the cut, yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't Brittany Lincecum who we had on the show.
It was not Brittany Lincecum, no.
Okay. Huh.
So I'll tell you the story later. I've got the name and everything.
Okay. But, did you introduce yourself as Lance Zierlein, preeminent draft expert, like you did with?
Bobby Slowick.
Oh, Bobby
all
Slowick,
I'm going to say is that there's a lot of similarities to the Bobby Slowick.
sure, there were.
That's all I want to say right now. That's all I want to say right now.
Because you didn't know anything about women's golf, so that's a problem.
That's all. No, but with Slowick, I had a lot of stuff that I had in common with him, but she would think that, you know, the amount that I talked to her, at one point I could tell that she was like, can I just read my book? The answers, at first it was flowing conversation, and I don't know if I said anything that bothered her, but eventually I brought up elk because this girl's Australian. You know, like, mm-hmm. Do you know somebody who's probably about 30 years older than you,
mm-hmm.
who's also from Australia and plays golf? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've got more to tell you later.
Okay.
I'll do it later. And I kept up with the Astros through the app.
Well,
I got to tell you something. It's as bad on the app as it is just watching.
Well, it wasn't. Here's the problem. See, like yesterday, Hunter Brown gave up 3 in the first. But there was not a ball that was hit, like, the exit velo couldn't have reached 60 on any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he did have a walk in the inning, and he had a balk in the inning. It was just terrible. Guy took off from second to third, and all of a sudden he realizes that he still got the ball on the mound, and he throws it to third, and he gets called for a balk. Yeah, that happened. But in reality, the Astros, even the broadcast team had pointed, I can't even hear it, I'm watching it. We're eating crawfish, and I'm watching the game, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's simply ridiculous that the Nationals are leading this game. The Astros had, like, 6 of the top 7 hardest hit balls in the game, right. And they were down 5-0 at the time.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was it was just ridiculous how unfortunate the Astros were. But this is what happens when things go bad. And the other unfortunate part is that John Singleton has to. This kid, you couldn't see it because this Mark Mitchell Parker, man, he was nasty. I'm telling you. And while Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez are really good against left-handed pitching, even they couldn't hit him. They hit a couple of balls to the outfield, but there was nothing. This kid is pretty good. You got to watch this kid going forward, Mitchell Parker. He looks pretty damn good. He's got a big curveball that is just so tough on left-handers. And John Singleton has got to play. There is zero chance that you would play John Singleton against Mitchell Parker, a tough left-hander, a guy who can't hit, and you're going to say, get on out there and go face this guy, instead of the right-handed three-time All-Star former MVP that you got sitting there. But that guy is so bad right now that you put it out there, he's 1-1 right now.
He hit the magic number, 1-1 hits to errors, which there's just no way anyone's ever been 4-4 at any point in their career to start a season. There's just no way.
Especially this deep in the season.
No way you could have four errors. Four errors at this juncture.
Four hits.
And only four hits? Like, those two numbers are insane. For a first baseman?
We've got a ratio now. We do the ratio. We're numbers guys, right? Or you're especially a numbers guy.
Well, I came up in the numbers.
We came up with a new stat for the nerds, okay?
Uh-huh.
Hits to errors. Mm-hmm. And this is the first hits to errors, even 1-1, four hits, four errors, that we have found in all of our studies of this, of hits to errors.
Uh-huh.
It's the first time we've ever found a player who is 1-1.
Yesterday, I settled on a name. I felt like it came to me. It was an epiphany. It's called an F-up index.
Well, the F-up really, index plus?
Yeah, and that's
F-up plus?
It's just the FUI. Oh. It's the FUI. Well, we'll add something to it to make it plus or whatever. But the F up index, because we could call it any other names, but when you've got four errors and four, when you got the same amount of errors to hits, you know, even numbers people can't sugarcoat this with fake little names that they creative names. It's just being an F up. Mm-hmm. And that's what, and you know, this is really turning into just a disastrous year. I got to tell you, so we had the article about, we had the comment the other day about Jeff Bagwell. I don't remember if it was on the air. I think I just read it. I don't think it was on the air. Where Bagwell spent an hour with behind the batting cages just talking.
It was last Monday. Yep.
Yeah, just talk. It was last Monday?
Yeah. Yeah.
When that happened?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, just talking to Jose Abreu and trying to help him get out of it and just, you know, having conversations. That doesn't work. And you know, I know Bagwell right now is sitting there like, oh, my God, this is, you know, he probably knows fans blame him for stuff. He probably, I would imagine there's some heat on him with Jim Crane that he probably thinks, ugh, you know, I'm telling Jim Crane, we got to get this guy and look how bad he is. And there's a good chance that he's just washed because he's just older and it's not coming back. I mean, it may flash here or there, but Jeff Bagwell's got to be feeling some heat for. You know, forget Montero. Montero's kind of, you don't even think about Montero anymore. Everything's Abreu. He's got to be thinking to himself, man, I co-signed this guy. I'm the one who pushed this to Jim Crane, and look how bad he is.
Oh, he knows.
I wonder if that goes through his mind.
Oh, it absolutely does. It absolutely does.
Yeah.
Jeff Bagwell knows that he's got a responsibility on this thing. He's the one that flew down and signed him. He's the one that talked him into coming here. He's the one that talked him into taking that paltry $58.5 million.
Yeah.
For 3 years. So, I mean, you know, $58.5 million Bagwell's on the hook. Honestly, he's on the hook. He's the one. Now, it was a team effort. I'm sure Jim Crane,
sure.
But once Jose Abreu's out there, my goodness, we got a MVP. We got to go get that guy. Bagwell goes down there and signs him. Yes, Jeff Bagwell has got to take responsibility for it.
But I just think we have to, you know, it's just such a mistake to use things like future Hall of Famer and MVP. Because if that's not who they are right now, then why is it? Then why does it matter? I mean, that's like saying, well, I mean, you should have seen how, you know, how I used to look. Oh, it was great. Remember when I had that hair? And then you go to Doc Glanville. Oh, you remember this guy who used to have a head of hair? Yeah, let's sign him. He doesn't. I mean, he doesn't now. Well, that's who you are now. You remember this guy used to be able to bench 350? Well, I mean, he can't now. But you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just tell you. I was on a flight with Eric Roberts. Do you know who Eric Roberts
is? Eric Roberts?
Yeah.
Who killed the Playboy Bunny?
Oh, did he?
Well, his character did in the movie.
Oh, what movie? Well, you know who?
Yeah, the one about the Playboy Bunny who got murdered by her boyfriend. Eric Roberts played the boyfriend.
Okay, Eric Roberts is Julia Roberts' brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so same, you know who I'm talking about. And he was on the plane yesterday uproariously laughing at whatever he was watching on the United, you know, entertainment thing. I mean laughing uproariously like a movie. Like, do you remember in the movie with De Niro was smoking a cigar, Fear, when he's in a movie theater and he's like, That's how Eric Roberts was laughing. And then I get up. There it is.
No way.
What you get? You're a damn pedophile. All right.
Yes. Yes. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. I just heard something there. You better stop that. Stop, stop. I heard something in the background.
Oh, the bad word?
You heard I heard something in there. It was, you could barely, only I heard it probably. But, yeah. So he's laughing. Maybe not like that necessarily. But he's really laughing. And then I get up, and I'm wearing my T-shirt. This has Anton Chigurh on it from No Country for Old Men. And he sees me. He goes, hey. Who is that on your shirt? And I'm like, are you talking to me? I said, Anton Chigurh from a guy. I know where he's from. That's right. I couldn't think of where I remembered it. Now it's coming together for me. Anton Chigurh. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm trying. And then he's like, keeps looking at me and staring. I said, yeah, I figured you might know him, just to, you know, give him the heads up that I knew who he was, too. Just
right.
In case he wanted
good,
to get.
Good job.
And then I remembered, and then I went down to baggage claim, and he's like stalking around, look. And I realized I don't want to talk to Eric Roberts. Like, I don't want to have any conversations with him because he's kind of from what I remember, he's kind of a psycho. Or he had had some, I don't know. He just struck me as a guy that I didn't want to have long conversations with. Just briefly, that's fine. But he's walking around. He's probably 150 pounds now. He's walking around and looking at stuff and looking around. And I'm just trying to, like, avoid eye contact with them, hide behind stuff. But why the hell am I on this? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's like saying, oh, Eric Roberts. Well, you talk about Eric Roberts, the guy that killed the Playboy Bunny in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about him anymore. That's not who he is now. He's 150 pounds, and he's scary on a plane. He's scary uncomfortable with his laughter. So, yeah, not the same guy. Not, that's my point.
Oh,
this is
that's
not,
your
oh,
point.
The person I sat next to,
mm-hmm.
She won a major in 22. In 22. Guess what? She's missing cuts now. She's not the same golfer she was. As a matter of fact, when I looked up her name, when she told me her name, one of the first Google things was, whatever happened to her? I'm like, wow. Whatever happened to her?
What's her name?
Her name is Minji Lee.
Minji Lee?
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
Yeah. Minji Lee is a really good player. Well, she hasn't been lately, but yeah.
Thank you. She's a former MVP.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's a very attractive young lady. And
she is.
And you were bothering her the whole trip.
No, I wasn't. At first, it was delightful. And then I think she took our friendship for granted.
She's from Australia, but she's actually looks Chinese. Her brother is on.
She's Korean.
See,
I did some research on her.
She's Korean. She's Asian, but she's from Australia.
Well, John,
and her brother
is
Min Woo Lee, who's also on the men's tour.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay, well. She immigrated. Her parents are both Korean. She immigrated to Perth, Australia in 1991 with her parents and grew up there. And then from some of the background that I accumulated through our conversations, she started playing. She's been playing professionally for 10 years. She was really good. She was a number one amateur. She didn't tell me all this. I think she liked it better when I didn't know who she was.
Do you think,
I didn't talk as much.
Do you think you saying she took your friendship for granted was a bit of an overstep on your part?
No, I'm just saying we had developed a friend, like me and Bobby Slowick. We had developed a friendship, and then at a certain point, I could see she had kind of checked out on our friendship.
That's odd that she would check out on a conversation with you. Hey, John, How do you think this went before we go to break? Do you think she might have been nice and just said hello? And she goes, you know.
No, I let her borrow my charger, and I'm the one who helped her.
Ah, okay. Oh. So how much of that extension of help do you think garnered you as far as conversation? She probably thought, oh, this guy's nice. He's letting me use the charger. She didn't suspect that it had to lead to a 2.5 hour dialogue between you two.
It wasn't that long, but immediately when she said, I just said, are you, I don't remember how it started up, but she just said, yeah, I was just here. I'm flying to. I can't remember what she said. I was immediately interested because she's got anybody who has an Australian accent, I'm immediately interested.
Yeah, she probably had a rough time. I don't know how she did in the tournament. She probably was like, all right.
She didn't do well because she said, I just was here playing golf. I'm a golfer, and I was here playing golf. But I said, oh, you were at the – yeah. I said, well, I broadcast from there Wednesday.
So people have been listening to you for about 15 minutes. And they're probably thinking to themselves, what is he talking about? Do you think Minji Lee, 5 minutes in, was like, what have I got myself into? Like people, you
No, have- no, because at first it started great for her.
Okay, sure,
for I was asking, you know, yeah, like, and then, you know, she had to admit, well, I didn't, that's why I didn't want to discuss her rough time with you.
And yeah, I know. I'm sure you went into it.
I know. And then I found out they have sand courses in Australia. Did you know this, John? Where the grass is grown underneath the sand, and as it's drier,
yeah,
it gets a little bit
that
harder.
A lot.
I just so bad for young grass. Miss Lee. Minji.
And then I asked her, what was it like to win a major? When I was after
oh
I Googled
God.
Her.
Can we take a break?
She
after I Googled
talk.
Her.
This is a, this unfortunately, is,
for yeah, I thought she'd be happy to talk about
unfortunately
this.
Unfortunately for her, she doesn't have ad breaks. She had to deal with him for the entire plane ride.
This is getting creepy. Let's take a break. Okay.
She didn't have ad breaks.
This is like watching that movie with the woman stalker that you guys put me on.
Oh, I didn't watch it, but
oh my God,
it.
How deep did you go?
I got two episodes. I can't watch anymore. I can't.
Okay, first of all, how deep did you go?
We got a break. On the other side.
Go to a break. I'll mention this. Oh my God, you want to talk about a bait and switch on this one?
All right, we're going to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing right now. We're talking about Billy Brown. And we're talking about, Lance was just talking about golf and grass and all of that stuff. Billy Brown. There's nothing more associated with golf than Billy Brown because he is special when it comes to golf. But here's the deal is if you're looking for the best way to get your plumbing, whatever plumbing need that you have, Billy Brown is here for you. It's not golf so much as it is plumbing. 281-488-6238. No matter what your plumbing need is, but drop our name. But make sure that you put this number in your phone because when you need a plumber, you're going to text, you're going to tweet us and say, hey, what's the name of the plumber that you guys talk about? Yeah. And then we might not get back to you. And then you, all of a sudden you got a flooded house. Put this number in your phone just in case you got to have it. 281-488-6238. Billy Brown is going to be here for you. His guys are going to come to your home. They're going to take care of whatever issue it is. They're going to do it with coming to your house, giving you an estimate absolutely free. They're going to give you a square estimate, and they're going to do the work perfectly every single time. It's what happens. You need a plumber? Listen, you don't know when you're going to need a plumber. When you do, 281-488-6238. It's Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
What does this mean? Somebody tweeted food.
Oh, Minji Lee.
See what you've created.
That's a female golfer. So
she's won two majors. That's a really big deal.
Yeah, no, she's a really
I sat next to somebody who's a really big deal.
She's a good player.
And really she sat next to somebody who's a pretty big deal in the draft.
Yeah.
I hope she appreciated that. She didn't seem to when I told her.
So, So here's the deal. Lance is in L.A., took a plane. Eric Roberts, who was in Star 80. In 1983, Stratton story.
Oh, that was him.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He was a weird dude now. I remember, he was in the Pope of Greenwich Village, but he was, he played the creepy boyfriend that killed Dorothy Stratton that was just, It still, I mean, to this day, I remember that. It was like, ooh, that dude is really creepy. Anyway, Lance sat next to and was on the plane with both of those people. Minji Lee, really good player, by the way.
Yeah.
And Australian. And she doesn't look necessarily Australian, but she is. She's from Australia.
Yeah, there's a Korean population there, too.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently there is, and she's part of that. And she and her brother. She caddied for him in the par three at Augusta. So that was pretty cool. Which was pretty cool. Anyway,
I wish the flight was longer so I could have gotten all this information.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know about Minwoo Lee.
Uh-uh.
But anyway, so
it's just weird to sit next to somebody. Oh yeah, this I said, who are your sponsors? Callaway. I use Callaway. Oh, it's there. Clubs. I said, do you use their golf balls too? Oh yeah. Yeah. And I said,
who didn't wish the flight was longer?
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it's her.
Did you know who was like, man, I'm glad this is only a 2.5-hour flight?
I don't know.
Minji Lee?
No, it was longer than that.
It's from here to L.A.?
Yeah, it's longer than that.
How long is that?
Oh, no, it's a 3.5-hour flight.
Yeah, it's a good 3.
I guess I'm thinking Houston to Florida. that's
we had a little tailwind, but here's one thing I said. I was asking about, I know how sports works. I asked about sponsor, and I said, oh, do they provide all your product, too? Is that how that works? She goes, yeah, but I also I get paid to – she's like, I get paid to – I said, no, I know you get paid. I was kind of asking how it works in terms of all of her product and when it's – but I think she thought that I was asked – I think she was saying, no, I actually get paid.
She
to
was
sponsor.
Embarrassed for you.
Just,
No. Here's what happened. She was embarrassed.
I was embarrassed for her that she didn't know what I was – yeah, I know they pay you. Yeah. Okay, but I also didn't know how good she was to turn because I didn't have her name. I hadn't Googled her. I mean, she's just somebody who missed a cut. I'm like, this poor girl's probably just barely getting by. I wonder if she's able to make a living. And I'm like, won a U.S. Open, one of the few women who have won 2 majors, was like, holy crap, I'm sitting next to somebody who needs to know who I am.
All right, so he's out in L.A. for the NFL draft, working for the NFL Network. I've got a couple of things here that I want to ask you and tell me true. You tell me yay or nay. We're going to do a yay or nay, okay?
All right.
Okay. Michigan will break the record for most players selected in a single NFL draft.
Nay.
Georgia set the record with 15 players in 2022. But the 23 national champs will take that down this year.
No. Who? How?
Okay.
Who? Blake Corum, J.J. McCarthy, you got Trevor Keegan.
Sane Ristill, Zach Zinter.
Is there any wide receiver? Oh, Roman Wilson.
Roman Wilson.
Sane Ristill, Zinter. Yeah, I'm at 6 now. Ooh, 6.
Well.
Their linebacker, maybe 2 linebackers, I doubt it. Maybe 2 pass rushers, that would get you to 10. No, they're not going to break it.
Okay. Edgerton Cooper will be the first linebacker off the board.
He's got a shot. Yeah, he's got a shot. I thought it was so Peyton Wilson could fall to the 3rd round because his injuries are that. His medical is like potentially 1 contract and done. So I think teams won't touch him until the 3rd round. I keep getting 3rd round on him, and he's somebody who tested great, has a bunch of tackles. It's between Edgerton Cooper and Junior Colson. The linebacker from Michigan, but Edgerton Cooper's got a good chance being a first linebacker. Yeah,
okay.
Not in the first round though.
There's another Michigan player you forgot. So guess what? They're going to hit 16.
No, they're not.
A record number
close.
Of offensive players will be selected in round 1.
What's the record?
19.
Yes.
So this will be a record number of offensive players.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you got a lot of tackles and wide receivers and
I think the over/under for offense is 21.5 on the. It's either 20.5 or 21.5 is currently the over under in betting circles.
Okay.
So that's over 19.
Quarterbacks will go 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm gonna say nay, but I did talk to a GM yesterday who I hadn't talked to the whole time, who thinks that there is a chance he thinks that is gonna happen.
I don't think there's a chance that'll get that. There's six picks. There will be six picks and four will be quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. So how about this, though? Because we're all football fans. This isn't the Texans. But this GM made this point. He goes, and I said, well, you know, Arizona could trade out and then, you know, have more draft picks and they could trade back up. He goes, you mean the same team last year that passed on Will Anderson, that passed on, you know, and he brought up like three players that passed on Devin Weatherspoon, that passed on, I can't remember who the third one he brought up. He said, then traded back up for Paris Johnson. He said, that team, Arizona, he goes, I think they're, he said, I think they're kind of dumb. He said, why would you keep trading away from good players? I said, you know, it is what Sashi Brown used to do too. And I said, eventually he got fired. I mean, he had a bunch of draft picks, but he didn't sit down and draft players. And you think about it, you're going to, okay, so yeah, you missed out on a culture changer in Will Anderson. So you missed out on that. Now you're going to get out of the way of, let's say, most people think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to go first now. And I'm running into more people who think it's Marvin. This team that I talked to yesterday has it Marvin, Rome, and then Malik Nabers. And I said, and he said, man, you're going to trade away from out of a spot where you can get one of these wide receivers who are all going to be good. He said all three of them are going to be good. And it's true. You keep messing around too much. Like, unless you traded with the Giants, unless you traded from 4 to 6, you know, if you traded with the Vikings 11, you're not getting to any of those guys. And it's true. At some point, you can collect all the picks you want, but if you keep getting away from good players, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. No, no. Well, they're not. They haven't been that bright, that's for sure. 7:30 on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Still ahead 15 minutes from now. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yes.
You have. I already got mine. I got mine ready. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. But that's 15 minutes from now. You can ask a question anytime on this radio station because we're the most interactive show on this on
shortest
this
wait times.
Shortest wait times, most interactive show.
And you are gimmick infringing on multiple shows.
I don't care.
Some of them
biggest.
Are.
Today's What Are the Odds Monday, Del? Okay, so.
No, that's not a thing.
Okay. So,
we have the most knowledge of women's golf here.
Oof.
Listen, I've got some thoughts on Nelly and what she did this weekend.
If you want to listen to a show that will make a woman simply trying to get home uncomfortable,
then this is
the show
what?
For you.
This is
that's
it.
Not true. Or an offensive coordinator just simply
yeah,
trying
either
to get
way.
A draft.
I mean, it's not unique to gender. As long as Lance is around, someone
as
on
long
plane,
as they're trying to get somewhere,
someone on a
and
plane
they,
wants
and I can
to be
tell
quiet.
They really like the first 30 minutes of it.
Can you?
Eric Roberts was the only the creepy not Eric Roberts was the only one that wasn't uncomfortable. Comfortable with you.
Let me tell you, that Eric Roberts wishes he sat next to me, I'm glad I didn't.
Lance, do you find it concerning that the only one who did want to talk to you was Eric Roberts?
Yes.
We all understand, Eric. Time and for I me to trying. Talk about Free Raid Coffee. If I was sitting next to Eric Roberts, I'd have told him all about it. I'd have told him how it was born in San Angelo, Texas, over 25 years ago, how it's been fueling folks to get up and get after it. I was on a conference call with like four different people from Free Reign, and honestly, it actually one of them was a congressman's brother, and he said, "Listen, we really love. It's about country. It's about community. It's about first responders. It's about nurses. It's about teachers and military and veterans." And I was like, "Oh, but it really is. It really is." They really stand for this stuff. They really love this stuff. They really love America. And it's Texas, okay? It's Cole Hauser. It's Rip from Yellowstone. This is what this coffee is all about. It's bold flavor. It's earthy. It's full flavor. It's all of those things. I'm in. I'm hooked. Free Reign Coffee Company. 975coffee.com. Order yours today. Let's go. ESPN20 is the promo code to get 20% off site-wide. 975coffee.com, promo code ESPN20.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Quick segment, and then we get to news. We get to what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. That's going to come your way next. So get yours ready. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That is coming your way here shortly on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, do we want to talk? How much NBA, Dale, you watched yesterday's game, right? Caleb Martin is a thug, right? Is that what you came away
well,
with?
we'll hear from Brian Scalabrine in Chip Talk, the longtime Celtics mascot, and now
he's not a mascot.
He kind of is. He's kind of a human victory cigar at points.
Yes, he is
now,
a mascot.
Now he's part of their local
he's
coverage.
He's Redhead Boban.
now he's part of their coverage, so we'll hear from him. I mean, obviously, if you look at the play, Jrue Holiday kind of shoves Caleb. He's off balance, and he bumps into Tatum. Tatum brushed it off after the game, so big deal. The Celtics did what they needed to do. They're up 14-0 before you could even blink, and that kind of set the tone for the game. They set their franchise record for three-pointers by the third quarter in a playoff game, I believe. At least they set the mark for most three-pointers at the end of a third quarter. So you can look at the clear discrepancy as far as three-pointers made, and that gives you the difference in the game. They played the math game. They won it. We'll see how the Heat respond. Over the weekend, I mean, out until the last game of the night, I mean, the Knicks-Sixers game was pretty competitive, but six out of the eight matchups were pretty...
Oklahoma City was
the game. That's what I'm saying, the last game of the... Yeah. And then the Lakers gave the Denver a challenge, but that game went the same way it always goes. The Lakers play tough. They even have a lead, then Denver just walks them down. The surprising thing is what happened without Kawhi in L.A., where the Mavericks went with a stretch of time.
Well, Milwaukee was surprising,
couldn't make
too,
a shot. Now. Yeah, the fact that the Pacers had handled them throughout, and then it was playoff time, and Dame Lillard puts up 35. He didn't score in the second half, I believe, but it didn't matter. I believe he put up 35 in the first half and set the tone. So, I mean, the home teams, no one broke serve. So we'll see what game twos have to offer. We'll see if Embiid can make it through a series. He was he's such a great player, but how can you count on him? The knees are bad. He can't make it through. So the Knicks are probably going to get to a second round, mostly because Joel Embiid can't survive a series. And the problem for him is they're playing today. He didn't even get a two-day off thing. He's got to play again today, and we know how questionable he is from game to game, and he doesn't get any rest. So I would say overall the Wolves are the most impressive. What they did to the Suns, considering the question marks about that series because the Suns had handled them in the regular season.
What about Anthony Edwards? I mean, lighting Kevin Durant up.
And talking to him about it,
too. Oh, my gosh.
He likes calling older players old. He loves reminding them that they're older than him.
How good is Anthony Edwards? I think there's beginning to be a move afoot where people are recognizing his upside potential. I saw somebody do. Did you guys see the split screen of Jordan and Anthony Edwards
that
somebody
did? Yeah,
I didn't realize he did it. And there is actually, it's amazing that when you split screen the faces, like, oh, there's some similarities here. But Anthony Edwards has games where you see, like, man, high end elite top players in the league status. And I know that I know he's considered one of the really, really terrific players in the NBA, but I'm kind of wondering, as you look at some of these older players winding down, Kevin Durant, potentially Kawhi, James Harden, I wonder
Kevin
if he's going to... Kevin Love, who still actually plays basketball. I wonder if Anthony Edwards deserves to be up in that conversation already and maybe above some of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, look what he is doing. I mean, I'm putting him in the same category as Devin Booker. We'll find out whether or not he can carry his team further. I mean, I think he's that kind of player. But he is. We'll find out how this is going to. I think it could be fun. It's going to be so long. All of these seven-game series. Holy crap. This is going to be a long time.
I think a lot of them aren't going seven. Like, I do think Dallas probably goes six, even though they got swamped. I think that one's not. I think it's far from over yet.
How about the Kawhi's hurt again? It doesn't matter. If the Clippers are going to be in the postseason, they're going to have injuries.
They haven't played since March.
They tried to get him ready. They tried. I mean, and I think because of, you know, the 65-game threshold, a lot more players played more games this year, and it was being applauded and lauded. A lot of those guys decide they're going to play. But it doesn't matter with him. play, not play, rest, not rest, he is always going to be an injury concern, and he was again.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter yesterday, but over the course of a series and a potential deep run, which is what they think they're capable of, and it's funny, they decided to extend him. Paul George, who's had his injury concerns, but he's been more available, and Paul George is the one they're probably not going to bring back, and he's the one, at least at this point, they're going to have to count on until Kawhi makes a return.
There's been severe issues with keeping Kawhi on the court since the year that he decided he wasn't going to play basketball. I mean, ever since then, other than, you know, obviously the COVID year, I can't remember what he did COVID year, but although most of that year had already been played. But this is really, I don't know that I've ever seen anyone with the high end respect that Kawhi has, who frankly, the second half of his career is not typical of a high-end respect guy. Some of those comes with, obviously, the championships he won. I think because he's always been kind of a stoic figure, there's obviously, and he played with San Antonio, there's a subconscious bump with Tim Duncan, you know, in terms of how he goes about his business. But when you look at him, really, I mean, he's unavailable way more than he should be for a star-level player. He has had some kind of diva-ish things way more than he should be, than he should for the type of, you know, personality he appears to have on the court. We're not used to seeing those kind of players have the issues. I know some of it had to do with his uncle there in San Antonio, but Kawhi's career is a very unusual career in terms of where he is now, his success he's had, but the games he's missed, kind of where he is now. And you're right, they re-upped him, and you're re-upping a guy that you know is not going to be able to play for most, you know, for a full year. It's just not going to happen.
All right. 743 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's break it here. We talked a little basketball. Now we're going to talk about what you learned this weekend. So if you've never heard this before, you get one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend. Light up the phones now. As soon as somebody gets off, you can get in because it's really quick. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776, the number to get in here and tell us what you learned this weekend. I've been knowing this. Oh, actually, this is something that I learned this weekend. I was by my buddy's house, and I looked at his shingles as we were leaving his house, and I was like, dude, you need Brinkman. You need Brinkman quality because they were starting to get shiny. His shingles were shiny, and I told him, okay, here's what's going to happen. You got some shiny shingles right there. That means there's wear and tear on them. You've never checked your shingles before. You've never done anything with your roof before. So here's what's going to happen. If you have any incidents whatsoever, you get water damage in your home. Guess what the insurance company's not going to do? Cover it. Because you didn't do anything about your roof ever. You've never taken a look at your roof. You've never upgraded. You've never put any care into it whatsoever. Now, if you have Brinkman over and they look at your roof and they tell you, oh, well, listen, we got to replace some of these shingles here, some of these shingles there. We need to do some work here. Let's make sure that it's all sealed up and everything looks great. You've got that verification that you can show the insurance company and they can say, okay, well, you took care of it. Also, you're not going to get that insured after 20 years. You're just not. The insurance company's going to deny you because you haven't done anything. So if you haven't done anything with your roof in some time, there's one place to go. BrinkmanQuality.com. Go with the best. They are the best. BrinkmanQuality.com, 281-480-7663.
Loot and Raid rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back. Time for What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. Brought to you by Free Rain Coffee. Free Rain Coffee, bringing you the first thing in the morning here, which is, for many of you, what you learned this weekend in one sentence. We got a full board. As soon as somebody gets off, you can get in at 713-780-3776. Thank you, Free Rain. I'll start it. I learned this weekend that the Texans finished second in the league this past season in receiving yards by receivers aligned out wide.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Leave it there.
That's all I'm leaving. Dell, do you have any idea who was first?
Dolphins.
Thank you.
Well, your name's Adele, but thank you for the answer.
Thank you for that. So there you have it. And added Stephon Diggs. Do you have anything, Dell?
I learned that despite the NBA taking something very serious, gambling, players will still make jokes. I'm done. I learned. And now I'm previewing a segment.
Okay.
We'll hear about that in Ship Talk. Yes.
Okay. We will get that explanation in Ship Talk, which means you have to stick around for that. Lance, did you learn
anything? I just learned that you watch a run-of-the-mill, just a very fun little stalker movie, and then it turns incredibly dark in episode 4.
Okay. Lance learned that. It turns incredibly dark.
And there were decisions to make if I wanted to finish it.
That's more than one sentence. That's all. Here we go. What did you learn in one sentence this weekend? Mark, brought to you by Free Rain Coffee. What's up, Mark?
Good morning. I learned this weekend that Kenny Powers, the character in HBO's Eastbound and Down, was based on none other than John Rocker.
Huh. Mm. You could see that. I can see that. Lance did a brilliant John Rocker back in the day. Brilliant John Rocker. I was doing Kenny Powers, actually, I guess. Yeah, I guess you were. I thought you captured him beautifully, if you want to know the truth. Isaac, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I learned that the song called Tomorrow by Joe Walsh is a bad mama slammer.
Huh. Okay.
No, look at that. You just learned something. That's what I like. Yeah. I like when you just learn something you didn't know. It's been around for a while, obviously.
Yeah. No, Joe Walsh.
I don't know that song, but I know who Joe Walsh is.
Yeah. Tomorrow's a bad man. Tomorrow, was it called?
Yeah, Joe Walsh. He said
it's a bad mama jamma. Okay. We're going to have to listen to that. Thank you for that insight, Isaac. Pena, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence, brought to you by Free Rain Coffee?
Hey, I learned that sometimes all you need is a left hook.
Ooh. That is true.
Ryan Garcia found that out?
Yep. Ryan Garcia found that out. Did you see afterwards the FU that went on?
No, I didn't see that part.
I'll retweet it. It's interesting. But they ended up getting along okay, just fine. We will continue. Will, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence, brought to you by Free Rain Coffee?
Hey, guys, I learned that there are a lot of really good-looking ladies on the LPGA Tour.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are. Congratulations. And one fine-looking young lady, Nelly Korda, won her fifth straight start.
And another had to suffer through not playing well and then having a plane ride home with Lance.
Lance, right. Right, exactly.
She didn't ask me anything about how the draft was going, and she knew I was a draft person. Well, she didn't ask one thing.
No, she said, "I don't even know what you do, Lance." That's what she said.
No, she asked me, and then I told her, and then she didn't seem to pick up on that.
Yeah, apparently, not as interesting as you think
questions.
It is.
Yeah,
you should probably
she's
led
from
with
Australia.
Radio.
She doesn't even care.
You probably should have said radio host. That might have helped you out.
Yeah,
more than
that would have helped you out a lot more.
I would have asked more questions if I were.
Who's next? Keith, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence, brought to you by Free Rain Coffee?
I learned that this weekend that this radio show needs to put some respect on James Harden's name, Russell Westbrook's name, 41 points. The Clippers looking good.
They did.
Just wait. Was that an elimination game?
Keith, no one
cares. Give it
about,
time.
No one cares about game one Harden. Stop it.
Yeah
give it time.
Game one Harden is awesome. He's always awesome. Was that an elimination game?
No, it was not an elimination game.
Yeah, game one's never an elimination game, I don't think. Tom. Tom's always good for a what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. What up, Tom?
Good morning, gentlemen. I learned when you take a woman home who can't drive and drop her off and don't try anything, the next time you see her, you'll get your reward.
Ah!
Whoa!
See what chivalry will do for you?
Mm-hmm. So use chivalry as an angle to get something?
Yeah, that's exactly. What
is
do you
it
think?
Chivalry?
Why do you think we're chivalrous? There's only one reason.
Is it chivalry when your master plan is to eventually lead to something
it
else?
It is. There's no chivalry that isn't looking for some reward.
I thought chivalry, the whole point of that was you're doing something because you don't expect anything in return.
We're always looking for something, though.
I don't know. No, there's always an angle.
You got to keep that a secret, Tom. What are you telling the secrets for?
Me too. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, I learned that girl code's a real thing. Your boy got busted, man. Damn.
What is girl code? They tell each other? If you try to, yeah, probably so.
If you hit on some, if you hit on a girl, she's going to tell her friend. If she sees that friend being hit on by you, they'll tell. They'll tell. Oh, he was just talking to me.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Boy got busted. That's a shame.
Girl code.
Girl code. Brandon, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Guys, I learned that Renegade Roy is going to have to take his sorry ass into hiding for the next few months.
Wow. Renegade Roy's been quiet. We have not heard from Renegade Roy.
Oh,
there's probably a reason.
Could somebody tell me what happened?
Yeah,
the
another
Renegade's
lost. Another common L for the Renegade Roy.
Yeah,
that's
missed
what happened.
It. I missed it. I missed this entire season, if you want to know the truth.
You used to be Mr.
Ruffneck,
too. I thought
you were
Mr. What
Ruffneck.
Sad,
what happened to you?
Yeah,
what
it was when I worked for him. Now, not so much.
You were all excited when they were coming back. You were calling it your league.
Yeah, because I thought I was going to get that job again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woods.
All right, hold on.
Woods, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
What's going on, fellas? Man, I learned that real men of the people would have asked me the cons about male golfer, female golfer.
Oh, my God. John, do not ask her that.
What? They would have asked her about what?
Male golfer, female golfer, food.
No, we're not. We don't play male golfer, female golfer, food anymore. I don't know if you heard.
I don't think the gong would have gone over well. Or the. I don't think any of that would have gone.
Was that actually on the show?
Yes. Raheel brought those sounders to the show, yes.
Yes, they actually
spoken
were.
Spoken like a true non-white guy. Hey, you know it'd be great? Do a gong. And John goes, yeah, pat the gong.
Well, it not was. There the, was a, and just, if you were correct, it was.
Can you do the
just the gong? Hey, you know when we used to call Asian people Oriental? Bring that music back.
Bring that back.
What?
Do the Mickey? What's the guy's name? Mickey? What was his name?
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke.
But no, the little guy. The little
Mickey
guy.
Rooney. Did,
Mickey, oh,
oh
Mickey Rooney.
My God! Don't do Mickey Rooney. What was it? Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yeah,
don't do that guy.
Buck tooth, yeah.
Ocho, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I learned for sure that I really don't give a lovely F about the NBA playoffs anymore.
Huh.
Man.
Okay. I don't think you're alone, but okay.
You know what? I wonder if he
cared here for a while because, well, our team hasn't been
playing.
There. No, I don't really care about those teams. So I'm with you.
What did you care more about? What did you care more about? Women's college basketball Final Four or playoffs?
I did. I cared more about
it's
women's
not,
Final
it's
Four.
It's not a lie. Like it's true for a lot
it
of
really
people.
Is. The numbers will prove that too. The ratings will prove that.
Yeah.
Yeah. People care more about Caitlin Clark playing than
where's our guy? We can't leave this segment until we get our guy in here.
Well, he's not. We haven't. Where's ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Yeah, ¿dónde está?
¿Dónde no está?
Well, it's almost 8 o'clock, so.
No, stop. Brandon, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
We need a wellness check.
Brandon hung up. He got one more.
All right.
We need a wellness check. If he's not, if Ocho, Tom, and
Mito?
No, not Mito.
La Raza.
La Raza. If those three aren't on in a given week, we need wellness checks.
Well, yeah, we do need to hear from La Raza. ¿Qué pasó? I learned that something happened. Something bad happened to La
something
Raza.
Something bad happened to La Raza. That's what I just found out.
Jimmy, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, so while I was in Japan, I learned that Shohei Ohtani will endorse anything from high-end watches and colognes to toilet bowl cleaner and feminine products.
Man's getting paid. He said, "There's not a." You know what? He's the Bad Bunny of Japan.
It's also,
there's not a thing that he won't endorse.
He's also hitting home runs to win games.
I know.
That's what he do. How about
73 now in his career?
Yeah, I mean, I learned something else too. When we come back, we'll get back to Astros baseball. Thank you, Free Rank Coffee, for sponsoring. What did you learn this week in one sentence? Another amazing success.
I need them to
story.
Send something to me down here in LA. We'll get the whole trip sponsored by them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, all you have to do is go on the website. You get 20% off, Lance.
I know, and I've actually got one of the individual coffee makers here in the room.
You do? Oh,
yeah.
You could have brought your pods with you.
No, I don't have them. I forgot to order them.
Oh, nice job. 801 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me to talk about Ownwell. Ownwell is really cool. Here's the deal with Ownwell, okay? You, my friends, have property taxes. You're getting in the mail, if you haven't received it already, they're going to tell you how much your property taxes are. And I'm going to tell you from experience, they're always, well, here's this, 86% of Ownwell's customers save on their property taxes. That'll tell you how often the IRS is telling you that you owe more than you should. 86%. That's a ridiculous number. It's happened to me a bunch. And here's what happened one time, a couple of 3 years ago. I didn't fight it. And what happened? Oh, my gosh. The next year, it's like they shot it up again, a big number. And it was like, oh, my gosh, you have to fight this thing because they go off the previous year's number. If you don't fight it, if you don't fight what they send you, then you are going to lose. You're losing big. And those property taxes now, they add up, and they add up in a hurry. They're always appraising your home for more than it's worth. They always do it. Here's the deal. Ownwell is here for you. Easy to sign up. Takes you just a couple of minutes. No investment for you whatsoever. You put the money back in your pocket, okay, in just minutes. You don't pay them unless you win. And they win, on average, over $1,100 per customer. Local tax experts backed by cutting-edge technology. You need to do this. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5.